In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear saints, on this day of Pentecost in which we receive again the gift of the Holy Spirit and consider his gifts, on this, the day in which we sing, "Because he lives, all fear is gone," I want us to consider a passage from Romans chapter 8. St. Paul writes that you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear. You are not a slave to fear. You are not a servant to fear. In the Greek, the word "fall back" isn't even in there. It's just the word "again." It's fear again, fear again, fear again. Serve fear? No, that's not the spirit that you receive. St. Paul says, but you receive the spirit of adoption as sons, daughters, by whom we cry and call out, "Abba, Father." Dear saints, Jesus promises a helper, the Holy Spirit. Jesus says that the Father will send this helper in his name, that the Spirit will teach you all things, that will bring to your remembrance all things that Jesus has said to you. And then he says to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." Amen. Dear saints, we pay a lot of money to receive help from specialists, to receive help from people who specialize in things that we cannot help ourselves. We pay a lot of money to doctors and lawyers and technicians and mechanics. We pay it because we cannot help ourselves in those things. Today, dear saints, you receive again the Helper, the Holy Spirit. And here are some things that he specializes in. When he goes to work, this is what he does. He is not the spirit of slavery that you fall back into fear again and again and again. He is the spirit that proclaims to you, you call God Father. He is the spirit that the Father sends in Jesus' name. The helper that teaches you all things and brings to your remembrance all things that Jesus has said to you. He gives peace. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. We pay a lot of money to have some time with some specialists. So this morning, if you have about an hour to an hour and a half with this helper, the one who specializes in things like this, what sort of help do you want to receive from him? What don't you know? He is the teacher of all things. You may learn something new today. His mercies are new every morning. What sort of things do you keep forgetting? He brings to remembrance all things that Jesus has said. How is your heart troubled? How are you afraid? Peace he leaves with you. Peace he gives to you. On the first day of Pentecost, there was about 120 followers of Jesus that were in an upper room in Jerusalem. It was probably the same upper room that Jesus had once instituted the Lord's Supper, that he had taken bread and broken, given thanks, said, "Take, eat, this is my body." This is probably the same upper room where Jesus preaches his final discourse. "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me bears much fruit. I have washed your feet, so also you also ought to love one another and wash each other's feet." They are in Jerusalem. These 120 followers have seen the risen Christ. They are witnesses. They have witnessed his ascension. And they are doing exactly what Jesus has told them to do. They are to pray, and they are to wait.
Yes.
Good things, right? Pray and wait, dear saints. Among the 120, Peter is in that upper room. Consider 51 days before that. What sort of things, what sort of help could Peter have used on the night that Jesus was betrayed? Courage. Neither let your hearts be afraid, Jesus had told him that night. Peter is filled with fear that night. He saw Jesus be betrayed. He saw Jesus be handed over. He was going to watch Jesus be tried. But it does not seem, according to the scriptures, that Peter is afraid for Jesus. Peter is afraid for himself. What people will do to him. Peter denies Jesus 3 times before the rooster crows. Peter was scared of a little girl who said, "You're one of his disciples, aren't you?" Peter could have used some help with some peace. Let not your hearts be troubled. Peter's heart is full of trouble. Peter runs away weeping, bitterly, fearful, despairing, cursing himself. Jesus had told him that night, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you." And yet on that evening, Peter was looking to solve everything himself. He was looking for a peace that he could create. Jesus is handed over. Jesus is arrested. They came out with torches. And Peter takes out a sword to fight. He cuts off the ear of one of the servants of the high priest. Malchus was his name. Jesus has to say to Peter, "No more of this. Do you not know that the scriptures have to be fulfilled?" Peter could use some help on humility. Because all of this happened right after Peter had said, "Even if they all leave you, I won't. Even if I have to die for you." But he trusts in his own strength, and it fails him. But now it's Pentecost. Now Peter has seen Jesus rise from the dead. Now Jesus has called Peter out and said, "Go tell my brother Peter. You're my brother. I love you. Peter, do you love me? I love you. Feed my sheep. Peace I leave with you. Peace be with you. Receive the Holy Spirit." Peter is now receiving the gifts. It is Pentecost. Jesus is with a fellow group of believers. Peter is with a fellow group of believers. Peter has surrounded himself who are doing exactly what Jesus has told them to do, which is pray and wait. The Holy Spirit has now come upon Peter. The Holy Spirit has been called to stand beside Peter. Jesus had promised that he would send a helper. And in the Greek, that's the word paraclete. It simply means called to stand beside. The Holy Spirit is there standing beside, and the Holy Spirit has got some work to do for Peter and with Peter and through Peter. Peter now has things that he did not specialize in himself, like courage. His heart is not troubled. He is not afraid. He has Jesus's peace, not as the world gives, but only as Jesus can give. Peter now remembers and believes all things that Jesus had told him and had promised with him. And he knows exactly why Jesus was sent for the whole world. And he knows exactly why the Spirit was sent. Peter has received now the Spirit, not of slavery, where he keeps falling back into fear, but he has received the spirit of adoption. He gets to call God Daddy. And the Holy Spirit is going to keep convincing him of this. And Peter stands up and he preaches in Jerusalem, the city that killed Jesus. Peter stands up and he preaches, likely in front of the same chief priests and Pharisees and Roman governor Pontius Pilate, who was responsible for the crucifixion and death of Jesus. If they did it to Jesus, they can do it to Peter. But Peter stands up and preaches a sermon that could get him killed. But he knows that if God is for him, then who could possibly stand against him? That the Spirit is called to stand beside Peter, then who can separate him from that love? Peter stands up. And he has something that he could not help himself on. He has courage and peace. He has joy. And he preaches to a group that had once killed his Lord and Savior. And he doesn't preach a sermon of condemnation. He preaches a sermon of forgiveness and salvation. And every one of you who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. You did this to him, but it was according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God. Forgiveness of sins is for you.
Yes.
And on that day, people from all around the world, Jews from all around the world, heard about the mighty works of God in their own language. What a gift.
Yes, yes.
This past week, Miss Tammy Allison's dad, Billy McLean, died. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away.
Yes.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Both of Tammy's parents are deaf. They use their regular communication through American Sign Language. And it was a fantastic gift of God to me that as I got to visit the family, I could pray and read the scriptures, and Tammy's mom could hear it in her own language because Tammy would translate it in American Sign Language. And her mom could pray and read the scriptures and say, amen, 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 Jesus. It's a bit of taste of Pentecost. It was a fantastic gift. It is, by the way, in sign language, I didn't check with her. I just kind of Googled it, so I might be wrong. But I think it's this: Jesus is Lord in American Sign Language. That'd be one of the confessions of Pentecost. This Jesus is Lord. Jesus, the one who was crucified, the one who had nails put to a cross, he's everything. He owns me. I belong to him. He is the Lord of heaven and of earth. I thought it would be a fun little exercise for you to hear that confession in a few different languages today. Kyrios Iesus, Jesus is Lord, in Greek. Jesus es el Señor, Jesus is Lord, in Spanish. Jesus Jesu, Jesus is Lord, in Chinese. Jesus Naete Gusti, Jesus is Lord, in Sudanese. Jesum einen Hirn, Jesus is Lord, in German. I'll have to check with Miss Marianne if that was right a little bit later. Google again. That wasn't me. I know Greek. That's about it. But Jesus wants us to hear how he is Lord in our own language. And Jews from all around the world made this confession. And no one can make this confession except by the Holy Spirit. Jesus is Lord. That means we belong to him. That Jesus has purchased us. That he has redeemed us. That we are now his. We know that the Father sent Jesus to make we who were his enemies his children by taking on the wrath that we deserve and covering us with the righteousness of Jesus. And the Father has also sent the Helper, the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name to give us that peace that passes all understanding. the peace that Jesus has won for us. We pay a lot of money to receive help from people who specialize in things that we cannot help ourselves in. And the Father sent Jesus to do a mighty work, to pay the price of something we could not pay ourselves. He paid the price for our rebellion, our sin, our doubts, and our fears that have been misplaced. Jesus paid the price that took out everything that was out of communion with God. And now that Jesus has paid the price, we are back in. And we receive again the Holy Spirit, who has some work to do on you today. Like give you peace and life and salvation and forgiveness. And teaching you things that you wouldn't have known apart from Him. Like Jesus is Lord. God became man, took on your sin. You are not an enemy. You are a child. And the Spirit keeps bringing to remembrance the things that Jesus has said to you. The picture is that you know this stuff, but you forget it. It is stored up in the attic. You sometimes forget you even had it. But the Spirit brings it out of your memory and He puts it right in front of your eyes and He plants it right in your heart. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. I did not receive the spirit of slavery to again and again and again fall back into fear, but I have received the spirit of adoption as a son and as a daughter. I get to cry to God that He is my Father. I am His child. That if the Creator's eye is on the sparrow, then how much more is His eye and His love and His protection and His provision on His own children? So do not fear. You are not a slave. The Son has set you free. So when you are angry or worried or anxious or filled with lust or greed or fear, the Spirit brings to remembrance that you are not a slave, but you are a child.
Yes.
And when you are filled with guilt and shame and the fear of death and the attacks of the devil, the Spirit will bring to your remembrance that Jesus has done some things about that as well.
Yes.
Jesus is Lord. And you are His child. You've been with the Spirit now about 1 hour and 5 minutes. You'll have a little more time with Him. He specializes in lots of things, like freeing you and giving you peace that the world cannot give. And bringing to your remembrance the things that Jesus has told you to do and the things that Jesus has promised He will do for you. And when you leave here, He does not clock out. He has been called to stand beside you forever.
Yes.
Until you get to see the face of Jesus. And never again will your hearts be troubled. And never again will you fall back into fear. And you'll begin again to see what it means that Jesus is Lord. And you and your children get to call God Daddy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.